92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. With concerns over ICE arrests increasing in the Midwest, the head of an immigrant rights group is trying to focus on good information. Christine Newman-Ortiz of Voces de la Frontera is pushing the round-the-clock hotline for confirmed ICE sightings.
It is 1-800-427-0213. And in nearly all of the recent ICE activity, which has picked up here in Wisconsin, this has been used as a way to centralize these reports. We have been encouraging people to not post or repost sightings on social media until they're verified in order to avoid unnecessary fear and misinformation.
Newman-Ortiz says the hotline is staffed by volunteers 24/7. Homeland Security says their agency is simply following current laws and wants to work with local departments on transfers of inmates. While the entire nation seemed to be thinking about football in the Super Bowl last week, one city had basketball on its mind. The Oshkosh Area School District held a special ceremony to honor one of its own, Tyrese Halliburton, who has excelled on the basketball court. Halliburton has become a household name in professional basketball, most recently as an Indiana Pacer. And last week, he was inducted into the Oshkosh North High School Hall of Fame.
I made it to the NBA. That's really cool. Been my dream my whole life, and I'm able to do that. And I hope that that inspires you guys out there to chase your dreams and do what you want to do, no matter what that is. That's not just basketball or sports or a job. Whatever it is you want to do, it's possible. But it takes a lot of work to do it, and it's worth it in the end.
Halliburton is a 2018 graduate of Oshkosh North. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers visited Wausau last week to discuss affordability issues with local leaders. Isabella Nieto reports.
They discussed their concerns about cuts to health care and local programs stemming from federal uncertainty.
And it was around affordability. And we talked about food sovereignty, we talked about childcare, we talked about healthcare, and several other areas that people are seeing needs.
Evers said they're working on legislative steps to reduce costs for Wisconsinites.
We can get the legislature to do some work before they go home to run for re-election.
He said the state has funding available to make some of those steps happen, including working towards preventing property tax increases.
We have anywhere between $4 and $6 billion. Not all of it is available because we have to kind of be thoughtful about that. But we do have some that is available, and hopefully some of these ideas we can solve.
Evers said despite his coming departure from the governorship, he's hoping there will be something that can be done now. He said if the state government is in a position to help, it should.
Diane Muehlmans is the new Waupaca County Circuit Court Judge for Branch 3. Governor Tony Evers announced her appointment last week to fill the vacancy created when Judge Raymond Huber died. Muehlmans will complete a term that ends July 31st, 2027. Prior to her appointment, she served as Corporation Counsel for Waupaca, Marathon, and Green Lake Counties. The Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance has unanimously passed legislation for nearly $2 million to support homeless veterans in the state. The funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program is meant to address the closure of such programs in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. The new grant program would award a $25 per diem payment per veteran housed to nonprofits and other organizations that provide housing and support services for veterans who are struggling with homelessness in our state. In honor of Black History Month, One University of Wisconsin is opening an exhibit featuring Dr. Martin Luther King. The showcase at UW-Eau Claire will be open all month, and according to UWEC officials, the exhibit in the Davies Center features three sections, one honoring prominent Black figures who spoke for the Forum series over the years, one that documents historical university programs supporting equality, and one that recognizes each winner of UWEC's Martin Luther King Jr. Social Justice Award. Landlord-tenant issues were the number one consumer complaint with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection in 2025. The agency released its list of the top 10 consumer complaints of 2025 last week. Number two were complaints about telemarketing, which included phishing, spoofing, imposter scams, robocalls, harassments, and violations of the Do Not Call registry. Rounding out the top five were complaints about home improvements, telecommunications, and identity theft. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. At least 13 tornadoes hit Wisconsin Friday as storms brought more damage, flooding, hail, and power outages across the state. The hardest hit area was Marathon County, where an EF3 tornado damaged or destroyed at least 75 homes in the village of Ringle. Officials say no one was killed or seriously hurt, but crews spent the weekend rescuing people trapped and clearing debris. Flood warnings are still up in several counties, and some communities are dealing with evacuation orders as rivers keep rising. Storm damage was also reported in parts of southern and southeast Wisconsin, including Rock, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Further north, crews are still surveying damage in central Wisconsin and up through Oconto County. The DNR is warning that heavy rain and flooding could contaminate private wells across the state. Officials say flood water and runoff may carry bacteria and other contaminants that can affect drinking water and increase the risk of illness. Private well owners are urged to test water, especially if they notice changes in taste, color, or sediment. People are advised to stop using contaminated water, disinfect wells, and test them before use. Authorities say public water systems remain safe, but warn contamination is possible. Around 1,000 animal rights activists were hit with tear gas and rubber bullets during a failed attempt to raid a Dane County Beagle Research Lab Saturday. The protesters targeted Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds, a breeder for medical research, and attempted to rescue the dogs. Officials say protesters brought tools to break in, and one person drove a truck through the front gate. Law enforcement and private security stopped the attempt, arresting at least 26 people. Authorities say no animals were taken from the facility. The lab is set to surrender its breeding license later this year after a special prosecutor found it had performed experiments that constituted animal mistreatment. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers' road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have the night off and head to Detroit, where they'll face the Tigers tomorrow night. The crew left Miami with a series win, but not a sweep, losing to the Marlins Sunday 5-3. Milwaukee got off to a bad start in the first inning. A walk, an error, and then a wild pitch. Pat Murphy's evaluation of starter Jacob Mizorowski.
I thought he did a nice job. He pitched 5 innings, 9 punch-outs. The leadoff walks hurt him. That's unacceptable. Please throw on a ball, great, but we didn't make a play for him, and I just try to settle him down and say, hey, look, give up a run or two, that's fine, and stay in the game, and we'll come back and win. But I thought he threw the ball good. I think he learned something today about it.
NBA 2 years ago, Milwaukee's Con Knipple led Wisconsin Lutheran High to an undefeated season and state basketball title. Last night, the 20-year-old, now with the Charlotte Hornets, named one of 3 finalists as the NBA Rookie of the Year. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.